It's now time for The Journey with Dodsy and Dave.
G'day and welcome to The Journey for another week on Pulse 94.1. I'm Dodsy.
I'm Dave. How are you, Dodsy?
I'm so good.
I have to admit it, mate. It's good to be here with you again for The Journey. I'm loving it. And I tell you what, my scripture students are loving it as well. I went to teach last Wednesday and I said to them all, who enjoyed the show? Who listened to it? I've got about 16 students. The arms go up. Yeah. They really enjoyed it. So that was great to hear.
Oh, mate, that's great. And look, thank you for all your emails of encouragement for listening to the show. Look, your feedback goes a long way to help making the journey an even smoother ride every week. And look, thanks particularly to Andrew for your positive and helpful comments. If you're listening and you want to drop us an email, do it on journey@dow.org.au.
Hey, Dodsy, I just want to touch on some of the troubles and conflicts around the world as well. Particularly, we've got Syria and Egypt in the news at the moment. Mm-hmm. What I encourage our listeners to do is pray for these people as they're going through these tough times, as they are just as loved by God as we are. And I think from this, we should really appreciate the democratic political freedom we do have here in Australia.
And look, just on that, 1 week out from the federal election, the Australian Christian Lobby provided guidelines for Australians about how to make our votes really count, and so have the Catholic bishops who released the federal election statement just recently.
Yeah, Dodsy, they're encouraging people to look beyond their own individual needs to apply a different test at the ballot box, the test of what we call the common good. The good of the individual and the good of society as a whole must be brought together in harmony. When they are, we have the common good.
Yeah, look, as Christians, we really need to take our democratic freedom seriously and become involved in the political process. The bishops outline a range of issues, including positions on the poor and the vulnerable, marriage and family life, child protection, migrants and refugees, Dave, Indigenous Australians, education, health, ecology and sustainability and peace and development.
Hey, Dodsy, the statement, it's available for download from www.catholicsvote2013.org.au. That's www.catholicsvote2013.org.au.
Mate, as usual, I'm excited, Dave. We have a stellar lineup coming today, headed off by Father Richard Healy up there in Camden with his gospel reflection.
Yeah, also Bruce Downs, a Catholic guy.
Sister Hilda with her wisdom from the Abbey.
Tell you what, Dodsy, you'll know about this one. A great interview with Pete Gilmore, I'm sure. That's coming up later in the show.
Yeah, a lot of fun and a man of wisdom, that one. Trish McCarthy with her milk and honey segment.
We've also got Francine Parola with the smart loving segment, flying solo today. It's one for the ladies on Father's Day.
And later on, Pete Gilmore living the gospel as usual.
It's The Journey with Dodsy and Dave on Pulse 94.1.
I'm Dodsy.
I'm Dave.
Let's get into it.
Here's this week's Reflection on the Gospel.
One of the really striking things that the media has been commenting on since the election of Pope Francis has been his humility and joyful simplicity, from the way that he was photographed paying his hotel bill just after his election, to his choice to stay in simpler accommodation and travel in second-hand cars, and more recently during his visit to Rio de Janeiro for the World Youth Day, in his visit to one of the most violent favelas, and then a refugee detention center. In all of these things, Francis has preached and demonstrated to the world the simplicity and poverty of Jesus, both by his lifestyle and also by his words. Of course, our Lord Jesus did much the same thing during his lifetime. Rather than only telling us the right way to live and move and have our being, he demonstrated the way to live in true freedom. In the Gospel today from Luke chapter 14, we are first told that it is a Sabbath day, and that Jesus has gone for a meal in the house of one of the leading Pharisees. In this Gospel of Luke, Jesus seems to either be on the way to a meal, at a meal, or coming from a meal, and always he is being watched and scrutinized. Observing the way that the guests at the meal were pushing themselves forward to take the places of honor, he tells the story of an embarrassing scene at a banquet, where a guest takes the highest place, only to discover that someone more important, who of course arrives fashionably late, has also been invited. It is a simple observation that Jesus makes, and yet one that clearly continues to challenge us. The witness that Pope Francis continues to make is challenging everyone, both inside and outside the church, to live in a much more simple way. In other words, he's challenging us to simply live more like Jesus. Perhaps part of the challenge is indeed to make room at a table for the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Perhaps today we are being challenged to make room for the refugees and the asylum seekers. When will they find a place of welcome in our country and our homes? This is Father Richard Healy from St. Paul's in Camden. Grace and peace.
Radio for Life. The South Coast's Pulse 94.1. Coaldale to Culburra, Bulleye to Bomaderry, Wollongong to Werri Beach. This is Radio for Life on the South Coast. Pulse 94.1.
And now, inspiring you to dream, here's Bruce Downes, the Catholic Guy.
All of us know what it's like when life is going well. It's like those surfers who ride waves that go on and on. It seems so effortless, and as if it will never end. At times like this, our relationships are positive and strong. We might be feeling healthy or fit, and things are running smoothly at work. It can be easy at those times to feel God in our lives, but what about those periods when life is not so good, when we feel that we've fallen off the wave? These are not times when God has abandoned us, but very often the times of His greatest grace and blessing in our life. Good times come in sets of waves, where there might be three or four great waves, and then there's a calm before the next set of good, rideable waves to come. In between the waves, great things can and do happen, because wherever you are right now, you will rise again. It's often in between the waves when you can rest and recuperate and find our energy again. It's between the waves that we allow ourselves at times to come to deep reflection, when we can ask ourselves questions about where we are in life, what we really want, and where do we fall off the wave. We need this time after riding the wave to reflect and think deeply. And in between the waves, it's when we realise what we really want, that it's where God wants us to be, and then make the plans and changes that we need to get up again, each time more ready and prepared by God for the next wave. Why don't you join me at thecatholicguide.com, where you will be inspired to dream.
Thanks there to Bruce Downs, the Catholic Guy, and before that we heard from Matt Maher with Come to the Water. And thanks also to Father Richard Healy with his gospel reflection up there in Camden, of course, who was encouraging us all to live simply, just like Jesus, and make room for the marginalised. And I know for a fact that we've got a whole lot of listeners out there in Camden listening in live on streaming. The teachers at St Paul's are great fans of the show. And I want to give a shout out to Maria de Brinkett, the Religious Education Coordinator, and to all the staff from the Catholic Education Office who are listening into the show. Dave, what's this I hear about a women's breakfast coming up, mate?
Here's one for the ladies, a women's breakfast, hosted by Disciples of Jesus, and it's open to all women over 17 years of age. Do you enjoy socialising with other women? Well, come along to this event. There'll be plenty of yummy food and also a keynote speaker talking on spirituality in the Christian life. It's going to be held at Cafe SA Wollongong, Salvation Army, Burelli Street, Saturday the 12th of October between 8:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. To find out more, contact Darian Cadman on 0411 608 024. That number again, 0411 608 024.
Thanks, Dave. Don't go away, because we've got Sister Hilda with her wisdom from the Abbey. But before that, here's Phil Wickham with Sun and Moon.
If you are the sun, then I wanna be the moon. I wanna reflect the light that shines from you. And if this is war, then I'm gonna draw my sword. This time I know what I am fighting for. God, I wanna let you know I want everything you are. I'm waiting for the morning light to show a fire in the dark. Shine your light, I wanna feel you now. God, I need a miracle. Take my heart, make it glow. Shine. You are the sun, then I wanna be the moon. Yeah, I wanna be the moon. If love is a choice, then I need you to hear my voice. I'm the one knocking on your door, making all this noise. Whatever it takes, I give it all away. I wanna show my love in a thousand ways. God, I wanna let you know I love everything you are. wanna be the moon. I wanna reflect the light that shines from you.
Here's Sister Hilda with Wisdom from the Abbey.
I have a friend across the ditch in New Zealand who has a lovely, warm half-coat jacket sort of thing that's actually made of plastic bags. It turns out that what they do is grab their plastic bags, send them across to China, and China turns them into these warm, lovely coats. It occurs to me, you know, that God does that with us. There are so many plastic bags in your life and mine. Things like plastic bags that can harm the ozone layer, things that can cause us harm. There are things we're ashamed of, things that we wish weren't in our life. We've got drawers full of things, drawers full of plastic bags. They can keep us bound up, where the most wonderful thing to do is keep sending them to God. And what does God do with them? God turns them into compassion, forgiveness, tenderness. God turns them into life for us. On a cold day, what God turns those plastic bags into will keep us warm and give us a whole new start. Plastic bags in our life can actually be a wonderful gift, something to send us forward, not keep us back.
Number one for families across the South Coast. Pulse 94.1.
Is rising on a new day. My soul's alive 'cause my sins you cast away. Down by the river I was redeemed when your love washed over me. When your love washed over me. My debt was paid. I traded dirty rags for riches in your name. And in that moment, my soul could sing. When your love washed over me like water. I found my home. My cup is overflowed. With you I thirst no more. There on the river I found the victory. When your love washed over me like water. You pour out. In grace cover me. When your love. Oh your love. When your love.
have me there with all things new. And thanks to Sister Hilda before that for truly showing your wisdom from the Abbey. Dave, I'm used to taking plastic bags for granted just for holding my shopping, but now I can see that they hold much more. They hold food for thought.
Yeah, Dodgy, I love the analogy that we can send things about our lives to God that He can transform into compassion, forgiveness, tenderness, and provide us with a whole new start.
Dave, I believe we've got a couple of big marriage events coming up.
Okay, just wanted to let you know about the Parolas. They're coming to Wollongong. As many of our listeners would know, the Parolas are one of our regular contributors to The Journey, and they're bringing their Smart Loving Marriage Seminar to the Gong. You want your marriage to be the best? Committed, intimate, joyful, and passionate? Well, guess what? This is the final week for bookings, so make sure you get in touch with the Parolas, smartloving.org, or 02-9319-6280. That number again, 02-9319-6280. And now, coming up as promised earlier in the show, the interview that Dodgy did with Pete Gilmore.
Pete Gilmore, how are you, mate?
Good, thanks, Grant. How are you?
I couldn't be better. Give us a little bit of the Pete Gilmore story.
Well, Grant, I grew up in Sydney, and I've got three brothers and sisters, and I have a slew of nieces and nephews. I grew up in a family of faith. We used to go to church every weekend, but I guess I didn't really have an experience of faith for in a personal way for myself till my teenage years, and that was a really profound experience, and it kind of changed the course of my life. And from there, I've done a fair bit of work in youth ministry, and I work in the Diocese of Wollongong for the Catholic Church. I coordinate a whole big area of parishes with the scripture teachers that go into public schools. I'm still involved in youth ministry, and I'm currently studying theology at University of Newcastle.
What sort of things inspire you to keep going, Pete, in your life?
So about 6 years ago, Grant, we started a youth outreach in Wollongong. And a bunch of the kids that joined back then, when they were 13, 14, just now are going off to do missionary work themselves. It's things like that where you're able to look back on the stuff that you've done and the work that you've done for God, and to be able to go, wow, like this has definitely changed the course of someone's life. That's the stuff that inspires me.
Pete, who are your role models in life?
My biggest role model would be Augustine from, I think, the 3rd or 4th century. He was a young guy that basically decided to live the most hedonistic, debauched life. And his mum, for the whole of his youth, kept praying for him. And eventually he came to faith, and he became one of the greatest doctors of the church. He's written a lot of incredible things for the faith. And it's an inspiration to me, because I firmly believe that it is never too late to turn a story around. And he's a role model for me in that way. In any aspect of my life, it's never too late to turn everything around.
Yeah, indeed. Why is living the gospel so important in everyday life, Pete?
I believe that what we believe as Christians is true. And I believe that when we live it, not only does it lead us to live the best possible life we can live, but it actually changes the world for the better. And so living the gospel is important just because of that.
So we have it in our hands. How do you personally make faith real through action?
Grant, one of the things that bothers me a lot when people preach the gospel is they talk about God's love for people without a willingness to love the people themselves. Or they talk about the saving grace, and yet they're not willing to be a savior in that moment for a person. And I think faith becomes real through action when you actually make a choice to live the things that you're preaching to people, and actually be love when you're talking about God's love, and be salvation when you're talking about people's salvation, and be merciful when you're talking about God's mercy. I think that's, in my day-to-day life, I try and live the things that I love about God. I try to live those things in my own life.
And finally, Pete, what are your personal hopes for the show? What would you like to see happen?
Grant, I just hope that as Catholics in Wollongong and with the other Christian denominations in Wollongong, that I guess we get the larger sense of the bigger body of Christ. that we are all brothers and sisters, and that any move towards unity will always be a movement towards Christ.
Pete Gilmore, thanks for being with us.
No problem, Grant.